It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, and it's time for Tucker State, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Hey, we got a message from our partners at GoPSURV.com. Due to the cancellation of the Blue-White game, if you made reservations, please contact Mark at 1-800-519-8467. That's 1-800-519-8467, and he will take care of you. For all of those who have entered the free raffle through the Keystone Sports Network app, GoPSURV has announced that they will instead raffle an RV for the first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards the raffle. Disappointed that the spring game has been canceled, Mark and his crew are excited to get going in the fall and plan on some great deals for the opener, so stay tuned for more details. All right, thank you, Mark, and all the guys at GoPSU. We are analyzing the 2020 recruiting class. Ross will rank them later. We've got three more. We've been keeping them by position group. These are all studs. We've got a few more to get to, but we got three more for you this week. Defensive side of the ball, we're going to go defensive backfield. Are you ready, Ross?
I am.
Let's start with a cornerback, Joseph Johnson, 6'2", 175-pound three-star from Life Christian Academy in Colonial Heights, Virginia. Number 31 ranked quarterback at cornerback in the class, 388 nationally, and the number 9 player out of Virginia, and he was enrolled early.
So he's got great size, obviously. You just don't see very many corners. He was listed at 6'3 before. Now they have him at 6'2. That's the way it works, by the way.
Yeah.
Just so if you guys ever want to know for recruiting, okay, almost always take off an inch and 10 pounds.
Round down.
Or really, a lot of times, if a kid is 6'2 and a quarter, he's saying he's 6'3.
Right.
Right. He's not rounding down. That's for sure. So I actually tell kids a lot of times that you should put an inch and 10 pounds on, because the coaches don't believe anybody tells the truth. Right. So I think Johnson, what I read, he was listed at 6'3, 185. Lo and behold, he gets to Penn State. He's 6'2", 175. Funny how that works, isn't it? So he's got great size, length, growth potential. You just don't see high school kids playing corner that are 6'3 like that. It's just right. A really rare 6'2". Even. It's a really, really rare thing. He's got good instincts. He's pretty explosive out of his back pedal transition. So as you're either driving or listening to this on your computer or your phone or whatever, picture a defensive back backpedaling, and then they identify that the ball was thrown in front of them or whatever. How quickly you get from that back pedal to accelerating forward, that's called your transition, and it's really, really important. And why I think he's highly rated is because for a tall guy, he's actually pretty good at it. Like, there's a reason why you don't see 6'3 corners, is because DB cornerbacks have to react to the receiver. So it is hard to be 6'3, 6'4, backpedaling, and then all of a sudden change direction. I mean, there's a reason why slot receivers are like little 5'9, 5'10 dudes. The shorter you are, a lot of times, the better you are for being able to change direction. So he actually has a pretty good backpedal transition. He pattern reads well. So he's got the size. He could see when it was like, okay, this guy's running an in cut. That means that guy is going in the flat and he would hit it. So he's got good instincts, read things well. He's a willing tackler. I mean, he would fly up there and he'd be willing to throw his body in there, but he's a horrific tackler from a technique standpoint.
Correct.
I mean, like, he is more than happy to run up there and try to knock the guy down, but he has not been taught by anybody how to do it, or else he just doesn't listen, because it's unbelievable. I mean, he's a really poor tackler, even though he's got that size. Watching him, It's hard to tell how fast he is. That can be the case with taller guys sometimes, but there's just not that many plays where you really see him turn it loose. He also didn't really show a whole lot of playmaking ability.
That's what stood out.
You're watching, like, so when you usually watch a corner that's going to Penn State, okay, the first five plays are like pick sixes or making unbelievable interceptions or plays on the football. I'm watching it and it's not there.
Doesn't happen.
There's like one play on the football. I'm not sure he had any interceptions. Maybe he just did a bad job with his video, but I actually thought I was looking for a lot more. He is definitely a project, like a lot of these guys we talked about in the 2020 class. And I think he's probably, in my opinion, the worst prospect that we've evaluated so far. I gave him a 6.9. He's getting the chance to go to Penn State because of his size and physical tools, because he does not play well enough, nearly well enough in my mind.
Just real quick, Ross. So size-wise, he looks like he's very similar to Joey Porter Jr. How would you compare them as prospects before Joey got to Penn State? Any comparison there at all?
Joey Porter, much better.
Okay.
Joey Porter, like, would return punts for touchdowns. Joey Porter, like, there's plays where it's a jump ball. He makes a play on the football. This guy, they're comparable, Bob, in terms of height and maybe not looking as fast. But Joey Porter, you could see that, like, why LSU offered him a scholarship. Like, I can't – this one's a little bit puzzling to me. This is very much a projection.
Keystone Kickoff Show is brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. We are your source for Penn State football news and analysis. All right, let's keep going with quarter number two. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. 2020 class evaluation. We're talking defensive backs. We've got safety Enzo Jennings, 6'1", 185-pound four-star from Oak Park High School in Oak Park, Michigan. Number 7 ranked safety in the class. He's inside the top 150 overall nationally, and he is the number 3 player from Michigan, and he also was enrolled early.
Yeah, and this kid's good.
Yeah.
This kid is really good. You know, and this is another one that we have to remember whenever we're like, how did they not get this Pennsylvania kid? I don't know if this kid had an offer from Michigan or not, but he should have. Because he is good. Nice size. I mean, 6'1", 185 is a really good size kid. Very physical in everything he does. So when it was press coverage, some of those poor kids, now a couple of them look like Johnny Hedge Fund types, but a couple of those kids could not get off the line of scrimmage. He just put them on lockdown on the line of scrimmage. His tackling was vicious, very physical. When he took on blocks, he was very physical with them. He's unlike Joseph Johnson. He's a rap tackler. He showed superb instincts, whether it was the run game, short passing game, screens, finds the ball in all situations. There's a couple deep balls where he makes a play on the football. In my mind, watching him, he could play safety, corner, nickel. I could see him at any of those spots. I thought he showed those type of skills, that type of versatility. He's an absolute stud. I gave him an 8.1, which makes him the second highest ranked player, tied with 7 others approximately.
Go ahead, Bob.
Just real quick, Ross. I think I'm glad that you like this player. I think it's very important that Penn State is right about this player. If you wanted to point at a weak spot of James Franklin's recruiting, it's at safety. I mean, other than a guy like Marcus Allen, who was in the very, I think, first class.
First class.
I mean, the safety recruits have not necessarily transitioned to the college level, and it's forced them to move some players over. I hope this guy, as a pure safety, can stick and play well.
So the one thing you said about Penn State recruiting, think about it. The last two recruiting classes, they got a pair of the top 3 recruits in the state of Michigan, and Lance Dixon at linebacker and safety Enzo Jennings. So you could say, well, they're not getting the best kids from Pennsylvania, but That's two pretty darn good lands from the state of Michigan right there.
It really
there.
Is. And it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yes. Now I don't know if either one of those kids at Ohio State offers, but you're passing up Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State to come to Penn State. It's a good sign for Penn State.
All right. Last one for this week. Another safety. Jair Brown, 6 foot, 203-pound, three-star. He's from Lackawanna Junior College in Scranton. He's originally from Trenton, New Jersey, and he went to Trenton Central High School, Ross.
So he has unbelievable instincts. I mean, unbelievable. Whether it's run and pass, he keys it, diagnoses it, hits it. I mean, he is there. He is a ridiculous hitter. Like, I love this dude. This is a guy that I think could contribute next year, kind of like the previous Lackawanna JC safety Brisker did.
Juwan Brisker.
This guy shows great range on the back end. So when you hear range on the back end, picture the safety being in the middle of the field. So he's deep center field, and the ball's thrown down the sideline each way. He had multiple interceptions or pass breakups where he flew all the way over there and made the play. He lacks great length. Like, he's not maybe as long or as tall as you'd want him to be. It looks to me like he's more like about 5'11", but he high points the ball well. He's an absolute stud, but you have to remind yourself when you're watching the video, I'm watching sophomore in college video as a junior college kid. So you got to grade him as a curve on a curve. He should have better instincts. He should be able. He's a college football player that's been scouting and having a scouting report for the opponent all week. He's not just a kid going out there and playing high school football. So I gave him a 7.9 because I do think that you have to judge him on a curve to some extent, but he's a really good player.
The compare and contrast of the two safeties, the one's a high school player, the one's a sophomore in college. Beyond that, you do think Brown has a greater opportunity to contribute sooner, but do you think Jennings is the kid with the higher ceiling long term?
Yeah, like, well, let's put it this way. Jennings was a much more highly touted than Brown was in high school.
Right.
And, you know, Jennings might be starting for Penn State in 2 years when he's a sophomore. Brown is a sophomore right now.
Right.
But yeah, and let me make one more point on the Jennings thing. I think this is important. Some kids don't want to stay home. Like, no matter what you say to them, some kids don't want, kids don't want to go to the same school that all their friends go to.
Might
right?
Like Harbaugh.
Some kids want to do their own thing. Yeah, some kids might hate Jim Harbaugh. They want to do their own thing.
All right, that's it for quarter number two from the Labatt Studios. Stick around. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.